Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Let's get back to the story that we've been talking about all week, but we've been talking about this for months and years. Won't we? Because the difficulties on our roads, there are more and more cars on our roads, more people coming into the city, the roads are getting increasingly congested, and we do keep pointing to the fact that there are trucks involved. Yesterday it was a truck crash in the Eastern Distributor, 13K traffic jam. This morning we've had a truck losing its load on Southern Cross Drive approaching the airport, causing lengthy delays. And you do get this thing where, you know, trucks versus cars, we do have to coexist. But we thought today we'd go to Tony Sheldon, who's the General Secretary of the Transport Workers Union. He represents many of our truck drivers because they have to look at this and they field complaints from people on both sides of the debate. He's on the line. Tony Sheldon, good morning.
Good morning.
Tony, thanks for joining us. There is a feeling that trucks do seem to be overrepresented in the recent crash stats. Why do you think that is?
Well, actually, you're actually on the money for the amount of trucks that are on the road in comparison with cars. It is incredibly high. And there's been a whole series of studies over a number of years, and you know, obviously from truck drivers themselves as well. The amount of pressure in the trucking industry from some of these big clients, these big retailers and manufacturers, just demanding lower and lower rates, smaller and smaller margins, and I'd argue sub-marginal where companies are operating with trucks not being properly maintained and trucks being sweated, not having their maintenance up to scratch, and drivers being sweated doing extraordinary hours. And it's a terrible cocktail of what's happening on.
That's why they break down then, is it?
Well, certainly one of the pressures that happens in the trucking industry is that a lot of these big clients are demanding lower and lower rates. And, you know, for example, Coles were just in the witness box last year in a matter that the union had taken forward, with many drivers giving evidence where they said that they're going to reduce their costs by trucking costs by 5%. No relationship to costs of running a truck, no relationship to the expense of running a business, whether an owner driver or a transport company. And the manager in charge of Coles across the country said, if I don't reduce it by 5%, I get the sack. And that's what happens to trucking companies. If they don't meet these demands, and these unrealistic demands, then the pressure's on, and the pressure is to cut corners.
We've also got a construction boom going on, so that obviously would say there's more work for truck drivers around the city, but likewise, it's creating more stress and pressure on our road system.
Well, I think one of the things is that there is a, you know, different segments of the market operate boom and bust, and certainly in the retail industry, which is under a lot of pressure, controls close to 32% of the road transport task in this country is retail and wholesale related. Of course, there's the big two gorillas in that. And, you know, they do squeeze, and they squeeze hard. And we've seen, you know, evidence from coroner's reports to government inquiries. And even just recently, a decision's come down to say that owner drivers are to be paid a rate that can maintain their vehicle starting from April. Of course, now we've got the big retailers squeezing the supply chain, saying, you know, putting pressure on our drivers to be forced out of the business.
Yeah, look, we've only got 30 seconds left, but I'm assuming is part of that pressure while we have a lot of unsecured loads as well, people in a hurry not securing their load properly, and then we have drama there as well?
Well, I think we have a combination very quickly, and that is that we're now finding, as we found with the Sydney Airport Tunnel, where we've got inexperienced drivers that are illegally operating under companies' demands and getting paid a pittance from overseas. Yeah.
All right. Tony Sheldon, thanks for your time.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.